You talk about passion and fun. You mentioned passion and fun, despite covering the very difficult news stories that you mentioned. How do you keep that passion going with our changing industry? And you called it a crazy industry, which it is a crazy industry. It is changing, but you have found ways to keep going and be successful at it. So how do you do that?
I think it's very important in this business to be versatile. I decided at a very young age that I wanted to stay here in Orlando because of family concerns. I moved when I was a kid and I knew how difficult that was. So I wanted to keep my family in my hometown. So in order to do that, you have to at times be a square peg in a round hole. And even though I, you know, originally wanted to get into the sports field, I always wanted to keep my options open and staying in news because you never know what can happen in the future. So I would say that being as versatile as you possibly can be, even in today's world, and as you noted, the media world has definitely changed over the last 5, 10 years or so. But I think being as versatile and, excuse me, open to doing new and different things and not pigeonholing yourself and having blinders on in your career, I think that has certainly helped me. And I think that, you know, would likely help a lot of folks, especially, you know, young students in the future as well, trying to get into this business.
Absolutely. And Scott, that leads me to your podcast. Inez Says, can you tell us about that? What is it about and where can we find it?
You know, the folks here at WDBO came to me, I guess now roughly 2.5, 3 years ago, something like that, about doing a podcast every day or every other day. And at the time I'm thinking, well, come on. I mean, you know, I do know this, that a lot of people have a lot of podcasts out there. There's so many different options with podcasts out there today that I thought, okay, here's just another voice in the wild, in the wilderness, if you will. But I delved into it and kind of fell in love with it. I've hosted radio shows along the way. I've hosted phone-in radio shows along the way. But with the podcast, you don't have to answer the phone calls, which for me is kind of nice. So I can kind of get on the podcast and whatever it is, be it politics or sports or a passion of mine, or even talking about one of my passions, which is pickleball. They've allowed me to basically do this podcast and say whatever I want to say.
That is cool.
In terms of it being, you know, freeing, if you will, liberating, cathartic at times. I've had a really good time with it because I can kind of get my frustrations out and go on with my day. You know, and I don't have to answer the phone calls for another hour or so. So I think that's been the one really shining moment for my sort of delving into podcasts, is that I get to do the podcast and then leave and go do something else.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Scott, thank you so much for your time. We know that you have to go on to your next broadcast. And, you know, if there's anything else that you want our listeners to know about, this is a time to, you know, quickly tell us.
Well, thank you again. I am absolutely ecstatic. I am humbled. It is a tremendous honor. I am so thankful to the Nicholson School of Communication for the recognition as well. You know, I know that, the namesake on the school is the Nicholson School of Communication. And Tony Nicholson and I go way, way, way back to 1993, when he and I and many others traveled overseas to London to watch the Orlando Magic play the Atlanta Hawks back then. And I got to know Tony. I got to know Reed, his son. I got to know his family. And for many reasons, but certainly not the least of which is I have so much respect for Tony and what he has done for UCF and what he has done for really all of Central Florida. And that means a whole bunch to me.
Absolutely. And to us as well. Thank you so much for your continued contributions to the school, the university, and to the entire Central Florida community, Scott.
Thank you all very much. Really do appreciate it.